Okay, so Joseph is distributing the study notes. Available din ito sa email. Kung gusto nyong i-email yung study notes or messenger, we'll put that there as well. But anyway, you have the study notes there. And tatlong psalms ang i-cover natin tonight dahil medyo maikli naman sila. Psalm number 110, Psalm 111, and Psalm 112. Three psalms tonight. Relatively short psalms. But good things come from small packages. And these psalms are complete joy to look at, and I pray that this will be a blessing to you. So let's look at Psalm number 110. At basahin natin ng sabay-sabay yung Psalm 110, magmula verse 1 hanggang verse number 7. Let's read the psalm together. Ready? Psalm 110. Together. A psalm of David. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath, and he shall judge among the heathens. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Ask the Lord to bless them. Father, we thank you for these precious, life-giving, inspired and preserved words. We ask God that you bless us, Lord, as we look into the Psalms. 110, 111, and 112, help us, Lord, to gain something eternal from the Word of God. I pray these things, Lord. Forgive us of our sins and cleanse us that we may hear from the Holy Spirit of God through the Word. And we ask that you'd help us now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so this is a Psalm of David, yung Psalm number 110. This is a messianic psalm referring to the future. When Jesus Christ rules and reigns here on earth, and Jesus has not yet come to rule and reign on earth, but he's on schedule and he's never late. And so we just need to prepare ourselves for the future, especially the rapture of the believers. And so that's the future for those who are saved and born again. The Father's house is our home. And that's where we're heading if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, so David wrote this psalm, and God the Father allowed David to hear a conversation between God the Father and God the Son. So meron talagang mga persona sa kadiyosan. Merong Diyos Ama, merong Diyos Anak. At narinig ni David yung pangungusap ng Diyos Ama sa kanyang anak. So nagsasalita dito talaga ay ang Ama. So this is a psalm of God the Father and speaking to God the Son. The Lord, yan si Jehovah, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. At yung namang said unto my Lord, capital L, small o, R, D, yan naman Adonai. So that's master or Lord. And so Jehovah said unto my Lord, tinawag ni David, Panginoon si Jesucristo. Tinawag ni David Panginoon si Jehovah, yung Ama. Tinawag din niyang Panginoon si Jesucristo. So, David called the heir to his throne his Lord. And so, nagkaroon ng confusion yung mga Pharisees sa kapanahon ni Kristo. Go over to Matthew chapter 22. Diyan lang muna kayo sa 110. Lagayin nyo ng bookmark yan. Punta tayo sa Matthew chapter number 22. In Matthew chapter 22, Jesus asked a question. He asked two questions to the Pharisees, basically to confound them, to confuse them. and challenge them. And he did a good job. But Matthew chapter 22, verse number 43. And he saith unto them, how then doth David in the Spirit call him Lord? Saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. So tinanong niya ang Panginoong Jesucristo, kayo mga religious leaders, mahilig kayo sa debate, o sagutin niyo itong tanong. Paano tinawag ni David na Panginoon si Messiah, samantalang anak siya ni David? Or di kaya, tagapagmana siya ng trono ni David? Paano mangyayari na yung Messiah na inaasahan natin ay Lord at the same time, anak ni David? Hindi nasagot ng mga Pharisees yon. Wala silang masabi. Verse number 46, Matthew chapter 22, verse 46. And no man was able to answer him a word. Neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Eh, nataranta talaga sila. They were confused. They were like, oh, you know, we never thought about that. That the Messiah is Lord, David's Lord, but at the same time, he's also the son of David. So naalala ninyo, and he's the heir to David's throne. So Jesus was basically forcing them to see the truth that the Messiah is both Lord and the inheritor of David's throne. And if you're going to receive Jesus as your Savior, you have to receive Him as Lord. And you have to receive Him as the Son of David, the Messiah, the ruler, the King. And so there's so much biblical truth here, pero reneject ito ng mga religious leaders. Sa pananaw nila, yung Messiah, anak ni David, pero hindi siya ang Panginoon. At hindi siya master. And so, Jesus teaches here that He is both Lord and the Son of David. And who in the Bible is Lord and the Son of David? Who's the only one in the Bible that fits that picture? It's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you see? And so, reneject nila si Jesus Christ. And so, there is no hope for them. Wala silang pag-asa, reneject nila si Jesus. Balik tayo sa Psalm number 110. So, a Psalm of David, the Lord said unto my Lord, anong sinabi ni Jehovah kay Adonai? What did God say to Adonai? What did Jehovah say to Adonai? He said, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. So, may plano ang Diyos. Hindi ipinabayaan ng Diyos na si Jesus Christ ay namatay, nilibing, at dun lang dun siya sa nicho, sa tomb. Dun lang siya nakalagay yung kanyang katawan, no? Binuhay siya na maguli ng Diyos at ng Banal na Espiritu Santo at inakyat siya sa langit. So ngayon, nasaan ang katawan ng Panginoong Jesucristo? Wala sa Jerusalem. And so, maghanap sila ng DNA, maghanap sila ng blood corpuscles, wala kang mahahanap na ganun patungkol kay Jesus Christ dahil ang kanyang dugo, ang kanyang katawan ay nandoon sa kalangitan, kapiling ng Diyos Ama. At the right hand of God the Father. It's a place of prominence and power. It's a place of favor. The right hand. So, sa paggera ng mga hari, yung kanang kamay nila ang humahawak sa espada. At yung kaliwa naman, yung kalansag. And the shield is in the left, but the sword is in the right, because usually the right-handed kings are strong in their right hand. So it's a place of power and prominence. And Jesus, tingnan mo ang ginagawa niya. He sits. He's sitting down. He's occupying. He's ruling and reigning. Now this is going to be significant because later in verse number 4, makikita natin, hindi lang siya hari, siya rin ay pare. Sa verse number 4. Pero yung mga pare ng Old Testament, naalala ninyo yung Leviticus, si Aaron, at saka yung si Levi, si Aaron, si Moses, those are Levites. And Aaron was the first high priest. At sa pag-serve nila sa tabernacle, hindi sila pwedeng umupo. Sa dami ng mga furniture sa tabernacle, walang chairs. There's no chairs. And so priests and high priests, especially the high priest in the Old Testament, was not allowed to sit down. But the Lord Jesus Christ, after having sacrificed his body and presented his blood to the heavenly throne, to the heavenly tabernacle, forever sat down at the right hand of God the Father. Kaya yung sacrifice ni Jesus Christ, minsan lang. Hindi tayo naniniwala katulad ng Roman Catholic Church na tuwing nagmimisa sila, ay inaalay uli nila yung katawan at dugo ng Panginoon. And so, sa turo nila, inaalay uli nila yon. They are repeating the sacrifice. Hindi ho pwedeng i-repeat kasi it is once and done. Forever. Kaya nga sinabi ni Jesus sa krus, it is finished. O eh, pag sinabing it is finished, complete, whole, wala nang dadagdag doon. Kaya hindi tayo saved dahil nagpray tayo, dahil mabait tayo, dahil naglingkod tayo, dahil napakaganda natin, napakatalino natin. No, saved tayo dahil tapos na ang gawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo sa krus nung siya ay namatay, nilibing, muling nabuhay. It is finished. Anong nasa sa atin na ngayon? Tanggapin siya. Kilalanin siya. Magsisi, talikuran ng kasalanan. Tanggapin si Jesus Christ sa ating buhay. Meron tayong kumpiyansa na tapos na ang gawa ng kaligtasan. Hindi natin dinadagdagan yon. Hindi natin kayang dagdagan yon. Yung dugo natin, pawis natin, mabubuting gawa natin, kulang. Kaya nga siya namatay kasi kulang. Eh kung sapat na yung sapat na yung pananalangin natin, sapat na yung mabubuting gawa natin, walang kwenta yung kanyang kamatayan. Pero siya ay namatay bilang tubos sa ating mga kasalanan. Kordero ng Diyos na nag-aalis ng kasalanan ng sanlibutan. Katulad ng Old Testament sacrifices. So he is the priest that sits. Imagine the high priest sitting down. Walang ganun sa buong Bible except Jesus Christ. And so that makes that very, very significant. By the way, Psalm 110 is the most alluded psalm in the New Testament. Siguro mga higit ng 25 to 30 to 40 references sa New Testament ang Psalm 110. This is the psalm that really focuses on maraming New Testament truth na lumalabas dito. In fact, yung Book of Hebrews, the Book of Hebrews na pinag-aaralan natin sa Sunday morning, ito ay maaaring isang sermon na exposition ng Psalm 110. Dahil nga sa siya ay hari at pari. And so, this is Hebrews, the book of Hebrews could actually be an exposition of Psalm 110. That's how prominent and powerful Psalm 110 is. All right, let's look at verse number 2. The Lord shall send thy rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. So Jesus Christ, when he comes to rule and reign in Jerusalem, he is going to rule and reign in the midst of his enemies. So, yung millennial kingdom pala, hindi lang yan paradise na lahat ay maganda, lahat ay okay. No, meron pa rin kasalanan, meron pa rin kamatayan. At hindi hanggang sa huli na matatalo ni Jesus Christ ang pinaka-last na pinakakaaway natin, yung kamatayan itself, death itself. And again, talking of Psalm 110, Paul discusses that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26, when he says death is the last, the final enemy is death. And so that won't happen because people still die in the millennial kingdom. Ang difference lang, may pangako ang Diyos. Sa lahat ng mga tao na mabubuhay sa millennial kingdom, they will not die hanggang makaabot sila ng 100 years old. And so that's an amazing promise from God. Even the sinners, even those who are not saved, but because of sin in the heart, they will die no less than 100 years old. Biro mo ang grasya ng Diyos, bibigyan ka ng 100 years para magrepent at magbelieve kay Jesus Christ. That's the mercy of God. That's amazing. Verse number 3, Psalm 110, verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. So, yung mga tao ngayon, sometimes napipilitan. Napipilitan mag-church. Napipilitan mag-pray. Napipilitan magbigay. Napipilitan tayo maglingkod. Sometimes, hindi tayo always willing. Na dapat maging willing tayo. Talagang dapat, we should willingly, sabi ng Romans chapter 12 verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So, we have to willingly present ourselves every Sunday to the church, to the Lord. We present ourselves every day in the kingdom of God to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. But we're not always willing. I don't always feel like handing out literature. I don't always feel that way, but I have to do it. I do it. You see, we're not willing always. But thank God, it says in verse number 3, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Pag pumasok na si Jesus Christ sa kanyang power in the millennial kingdom, maiinganyo tayo ng mga saved, yung mga tao sa kapanahonan ng millennial kingdom, na sila ay born again and saved. They will be willing to serve the Lord. And that'll be a joyful, joyful day. That'll be a wonderful motivation. Now, Jesus enters into His strength and into His power. Kaya sinabi dyan, beauties of holiness. From womb of the morning, sinapupunan ng kaagahan, ng maaga. These are the best parts of the day. The morning, the best parts of the day. The beauties of holiness, their strength and holiness. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. What's so special about youth? Well, young people are full of activity and full of strength. Yan ang kagandahan ng kabataan. Punong-puno ang kabataan ng activities at saka lakas. Ha, pag nagkaroon ka ng edad, nako, yung activities na... Nasha-shorten yung activities. Tapos yung lakas, ay, nako. It kind of shrinks. But Jesus, when He enters into power, He will forever be active and strong. Like a youth. And so, kayong mga kabataan, gamitin ninyo ang kabataan ninyo para sa Panginoon. Ngayon kayo maging active para sa Panginoon. Ngayon, ibigay ninyo yung lakas ninyo para sa Panginoon. Give your activity and your strength to Jesus while you are young. Huwag kayong maghintay. Nako, sa susunod na lang ako maglilingkod sa Panginoon pagkatapos ng pag-aaral. Sa susunod na lang ako maglilingkod sa Panginoon pag nag-asawa na. E nag-asawa, sa susunod na lang kasi may anak na kami. Sa susunod na lang, pag lumaki na lang yung anak, pag wala na sa bahay, doon ako maglilingkod sa Panginoon. Ayun, lumaki na, umalis na, ay wala na pala akong lakas. At wala, mahina na rin yung aking activity. Kung hindi ka maglilingkod ngayon, huwag mong asahan na maglilingkod ka mamaya. You have to decide. Use your youth, activity, and strength to honor the Lord Jesus Christ now. So, I would say, mahirap ba maglingkod sa Panginoon? Oh, kung mahirap maglingkod sa Panginoon, lalong magiging mahirap pag tumanda ka at hindi ka nasanay sa paglilingkod sa Panginoon. Hindi mahirap na magkumuha ng babasahin at ibigay sa kaibigan at kausapin siya patungkol sa Panginoon kung masanay ka na. And so on and so forth. Verse number 4, the Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Sino itong Melchizedek? Well, go over to Genesis chapter 14. So, si Brother RJ magtuturo ng Melchizedek this Sunday, kaya lang, naunahan ko sa Psalm 110. Sorry. Genesis chapter 14, verse number 17. Genesis chapter 14, verse 17. Sabi ng Bible, the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return. Genesis chapter 14, verse 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer. I like that name. I don't like him. Chedorlaomer is an antichrist, but just the name is fancy. Chedorlaomer. And of the kings that were with him, which is the valley of Sheva, which is the king's dale, and Melchizedek, king of Salem. Yung palang Jerusalem, may hari. Yung palang Sodom, may hari din. Siguro yung hari ng Sodom, transgender yon. I can imagine the king of Sodom is a transgender. Probably, because he's a... They got burnt up by the Lord. And Chedorlaomer is a picture of the Antichrist. Anyway, these are rulers that hated God. They hated the Lord. Just like rulers today, they don't think God is important. They think God is not essential. That pandemic proved it. They are antichrist. Shutting down church, shutting down the worship of the Lord. Is there anything more essential than worshiping God? It's just dumb. Anyway, so as I was saying before, I was really interrupted. But Melchizedek, king of Salem. So yung ibig sabihin ng Salem, peace. Jerusalem, city of peace. And Salem means peace. So Melchizedek is king of peace. At yung pangalang Melchizedek, ang ibig sabihin ng pangalang Melchizedek, righteousness, king of righteousness. So he's king of righteousness, he's king of peace. He is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, the king and the priest. So, sabi dito, and of Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. Nag-alay si Abraham ng tinapay at ng alak kay Melchizedek. And he was the priest of the Most High God. So meron palang umuupo na pari at hari nung kapanahon ni Abraham. Sino yon? Si Melchizedek. And verse 19, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he, Abraham, gave Melchizedek tithes of all. So meron palang tithing before Moses? Yes. So yung tithing pala, hindi siya batas. Meron palang nagtatithe before batas. Meron nagtatithe habang nandiyan ang batas ni Moses. At meron nagtithe habang kapanahonan ni Kristo. At meron pa rin nagtatithe sa kapanahonan natin ngayon. Kaya yung tithing, kung gusto mo i-bless ka ng Diyos, i-bless mo siya with tithe. You see? This principle goes all the way back to Abraham. And even more than that, it was God who taught Abraham about tithing. And Abraham tithed to Melchizedek, the king priest. Now, talagang merong Melchizedek. Hindi nagkatawang tao si Kristo kay Melchizedek. That is not a Christophany. Jesus did not show up as Melchizedek. It's Melchizedek who is a picture of Jesus Christ. Melchizedek is likened unto Christ. And so, Jesus, balik tayo sa Psalm 110, verse number 4, the Lord Jehovah has sworn that he will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So yung pagpapare ng Panginoong Jesucristo, hindi kay Levi. Hindi kay Aaron. Yung pagpapare ni Kristo ay mas higit pa kesa kay Levi at kesa kay Aaron. He's not the Levitical priest. He's not the Aaronic priest. He is the Melchizedekian priest. Tanong, bukod kay Melchizedek at kay Jesus Christ, sino pa ang Melchizedekian priest? Sino pa? Wala. There has only been two people under the Melchizedekian order. The king priest Melchizedek and the greater King Priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. And sabi ni Jesus, sabi ng Panginoon, the Lord has sworn and will not repent. Hindi na ho babaliin ng Diyos yung kanyang pangako na si Kristo ay hari at pare. Now, by the way, nagsisiba ang Diyos nung naging pare si Aaron? Yes. Naalala niyo nung nilinlang ni Aaron yung mga sumasamba sa Diyos-Diyosan dun sa wilderness? Eh, kumusta naman yung mga anak ni Aaron? Naalala niyo ba yung dalawa? Do you remember those two priests that offered strange fire? The sons of Aaron? You see, priests could fail, but not the King Priest Jesus Christ. He will never fail. And so, praise God that He is, His order is not Levitical or Aaronic. It is higher and greater. It is Melchizedekian, and He's the only one besides King Melchizedek. Verse number 5, the Lord at thy right hand shall strike through the kings in the day of His wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads, yung mga namumuno, over many countries. Jesus is coming back to judge, to rule and reign. And so, Psalm 2, naalala niyo yung Psalm 2? Bakit nagagalit yung mga namumuno? Bakit naguguluhan ng mundo? Dahil hindi nila kinikilala si Jesus Christ. And so, Jesus will come to rule and reign. I read this, I look at Armageddon, the battle of Armageddon. Kailan yung battle ng Armageddon? Sa dulo yon ng Revelation 18. Wawasakin muna ni Satanas yung Babylon. Mystery Babylon. Commercial and religious Babylon. Tandaan ninyo, ang kaharian ni Satanas ay forever divided. Puros division yan. Huwag niyong isipin na yung Antikristo, dahil siya ang mamumuno, lahat susunod sa kanya. No, kung tutuusin, marami ang hindi susunod sa kanya. Pero hindi naman sila ligtas. Ayaw lang nila, napipilitan lang sila. Yung kaharian ni Satanas ay divided. Wala silang loyalty. Sa palagay mo, may loyalty yung si Satanas kay Satanas? They have no loyalty. They have no clue what it is about loyalty. And so the kingdom of Satan will always be divided. So the kings, yung kings ng north, yung kings ng south, mapipilitan lang yung lumaban. Pero kung tutusin, gusto ng kings ng north, sila ang mamuno. Yung kings ng south, gusto niya sila ang mamuno. Yung Antikristo, gusto niya, siya lang ang mamuno. You see, Satan's kingdom is divided. And Jesus, when He comes, He's gonna kill them. He's gonna take him to the valley of Jehoshaphat, doon sa valley of Jezreel, at pipigain silang lahat na parang grapes. So much so, yung dugo, sabi ng Revelation, aakyat dito sa bunganga ng mga kabayo. Hey, Brother Bill, babalik ba tayo sa kabayo? Wala bang tangke ngayon? Dahil sa kaguluhan ng tribulation period, walang wifi. Walang cellphone. Sa kaguluhan ng tribulation period, in fact, the tribulation period will be so damaging, people have to go back to the guillotine to cut heads off. People have to go back to horses. And you see, the Bible knows what it's talking about, you see. All right, verse number 7, He shall drink of the brook in the way. Paano ito? He shall drink in the brook of the way. That's His humility. When He becomes a man, Jesus became a man. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He had to drink. So nagpahambol siya, pero dahil siya ay naghambol, siya rin ay exalted. Kaya sabi, therefore shall He lift up the head. So because He humbled Himself, God exalts Him. And so, etong Psalm 110, matatagpuan mo ito sa Matthew, sa Mark, sa Acts, sa 1 Corinthians, ang daming New Testament verses na tumuturo sa Psalm 110. But let me give you a couple here. Go over to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 19, as we close Psalm 110. Mark chapter 16, verse 19. Notice what it says about Jesus Christ, the ruler, the king. Mark 16:19. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Well, where did Mark come up with that idea that Jesus sat on the right hand of God? Well, that came from Psalm number 110. You see, 110. And by the way, yung Jesus Christ na nakaupo ngayon sa trono ng Diyos, yan ang standard na kung saan hahatulan niya ang buong mundo. The whole world is going to be judged according to the standard of who is Jesus Christ. Go over to Acts chapter 17, verse 31. Acts 17, verse 31. Ang standard ng paghuhatol ng Diyos, hindi church, hindi pare, hindi pastor, hindi tradisyon, hindi tao na tao lang. Ang standard ng hatol ng Diyos ay sino si Kristo at anong ginawa mo sa Kanya. Acts chapter 17, verse 31. Acts 17, verse 31. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. Ordained as a king and priest, you see. Wherefore he hath given assurance to all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Kaya nga niya binuhay si Kristo sa patay para gagamitin niya si Kristo bilang standard. Oh, ikaw ba ay na kay Kristo? At si Kristo ba ay nasa iyo? Anong ginagawa mo patungko sa Panginoong Hesukristo? Oh, kung hindi mo pa siya tinanggap, dead ball ka. Wala kang pag-asa kung hindi mo tinanggap si Jesus Christ. Kasi ang standard si Jesus. At hindi natin maaabot yan maliban lang natanggapin natin siya, kilalanin natin siya, magtiwala tayo sa Kanya. Do you see that? That's the standard, is Jesus Christ. Now, sa mga modernong salin, Mark 16:19 is not in the Bible according to the critical text. Oh, you see how foolish the critical text is? Sino kaya ang ayaw umamin sa pare at hari, paghahari at pagpare ng Panginoong Hesukristo na tanggalin yung Mark chapter 16 verse 19? Sino kaya may motivation para alisin yung salita ng Diyos na yon? Sino kaya? Ah, si Satan. Okay? So anyway, just something for you to think about. Let's go to Psalm number 111. Now, yung Psalm 111 at saka yung Psalm 112 ay magkakambal. Magkakambal sila dahil sa Hebrew Masoretic text na, by the way, mag-aaral din tayo ng Hebrew. So, kayong mga nasa Greek, congratulations! Pag-aralan nyong mahusay yung Greek kasi susunod doon yung Hebrew. So, kung buksan natin yung Hebrew Bible, yung Psalm 111, kada dalawang linya, yung alphabet ng Hebrew nandoon. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Yung mga alphabet ng Hebrew, by the way, ilang letters yung alphabet ng Greek, naalala ninyo? 24. Very good. You have passed your exam. Sa Hebrew, you have 22 letters. 22. So, tingnan mo itong Psalm 111, kada verse meron siyang dalawang letters, dalawang lines. Pagdating sa verse 9 at saka 10, tatlo ang letters represented. So here you have 22 letters represented in the poetry of 111 and 112. Hindi lang lumalabas sa English kasi hindi natin nakikita yung nagsisimula yung verse sa letter A, letter B, letter C, and so on and so forth. Now, hindi ko ginamit yung Hebrew alphabet. But that is Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, Hef, Teth, Chet, what? Yeah. So, pag-aralan natin yun eventually. Alright, Psalm 111. Ang gusto kong maalala ninyo sa Psalm 111, this is a psalm that shows us the wonderful works of God and how He is a God to be feared. A God to be feared. So praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Yan yung ibig sabihin ng praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. So, pag nagpupulong-pulong tayo, kailangan puno yung heart natin ng pagpupuri at pasasalamat sa Panginoon. Check your heart. Make sure you have a heart of praise and thanksgiving before you come to church. You cultivate that in the home, not at church. But anyway, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all of them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endureth forever. Pag nakita mo yung gawa ng Diyos, talagang mamamangha tayo sa gawa ng Diyos. Did you know that God is creator? That God is the provider? That God is the redeemer? When you look at the works of God, yung creation demonstrates His power. Providence demonstrates His wisdom. But redemption demonstrates His grace and His mercy and His love. Boy, when you think of the work of God, you don't believe in evolution. You can't believe in atheism and evolution. You just can't believe in those things. It would be dishonoring to the Lord. Verse number 4, Psalm 111, verse 4. He hath made His wonderful works to be remembered. Oh, don't ever forget the wonderful works of God. Napaka-easy na makalimutan ang mga magagandang works ng Panginoon. Lalo na pag nasa gitna tayo ng kahirapan. Nakakalimutan natin yung mga wonderful works ng Panginoon. It's a common temptation. If Satan can get us to forget the goodness of God, we would be in turmoil. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat to them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. He has showed His people the power of His works, that He may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of His hands are verity and judgment. All His commandments are sure. Kaya alam natin yung Mark 16, verse 19, ay talagang nasa Bible. Kasama yan sa commandments, sa words ng Panginoon. They are sure. Hindi katulad ng critical text. Hindi alam kung nandyan talaga yan o wala. That's not so if you have a Bible. Verse number 8, they stand fast forever. What stands fast forever? The commandments of the Lord. They don't diminish over time. Biro mo, ang taga, gaano kalayo yung Psalm 111 sa 2023? Pero yung mga words na ito ay valid, verity, and truth, and judgment, even for us today. They stand forever. These are life-giving words, timeless words, eternal words. They are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption into His people. So there you have creation and then providence and then redemption. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. Kaya ho, wag ninyong gamitin yung OMG. Kaya pag nagulat yung tao, OMG. That is a violation of Psalm 111. God's name is holy and reverend. Anong ibig sabihin ng reverend? May kinakatakutan ho yung pangalan ng Diyos. Kaya hindi pwedeng gamitin yung pangalan ng Diyos sa walang kabuluhan. Kaya pag yung social media ninyo nagsasabing OMG, nasa kasalanan kayo kasi hindi nyo binibigyan timbang ang pangalan ng Diyos. You see? You do not give weight to the name of God. Now, kung hindi ka saved, wala akong pakialam. I can understand. If you're not born again and saved, I can understand why you take the name of the Lord God in vain. In fact, I don't expect you to reverence His name. You're not saved. You're not born again. Pero kung ikaw ay saved at ikaw ay born again, lalo na nag-a-attend ka ng isang biblical church, mahiya ka talaga sa sarili mo kung mababaw ang pananaw mo sa pangalan ng Diyos. Mahiya ka. Mag-resign ka sa membership para hindi mapahiya ang pangalan ng salit, ang pangalan ng Diyos. Mahalaga ang Kanyang pangalan. Kaya pag may nangangaral, yung mga kabataan, makinig kayo. Huwag kayong magsalita, huwag kayong magkwento-kwento, mag-text-text. Ang pangalan ng Diyos ay napakahalaga. Dapat kinakakatakutan yan. Ngayon lang tayo nagkaroon ng Diyos na cheap. Diyos na walang power. Diyos na hindi marunong na mag-convict ng kasalanan. Ngayon lang yan, yung mga gawa, Diyos-Diyosan yan. Imbento yan ng 21st century entertainment. Hmm? Gamitin mo rin lang yung pangalan ni Satanas. Oh, Satan. Yun na lang. Huwag lang yung pangalan ng Panginoon. Yung iba nga, so magsasabi, I love Jesus, ilalagay dito sa likod. Jesus, ilalagay dito, dun sa kanilang jeans. Ha? Huh? Mababaw ang pananaw sa pangalan ng Diyos. You see? Do not use the name of the Lord in vain. Pag nanonood kayo, yung mga pinanonood ninyo, OMG! Oh, ibig sabihin, mababaw ang pananaw niya kay God. Tapos ikaw, tatawa ka, sasama ka doon. Shame on you. You do not value the name of God. His name is holy and reverend, sabi ng Panginoon. And by the way, walang reverence sa atin. Alam ko may mga pastor, gusto nila, reverend. Ako ay si reverend, ganun. Mali yun. Mali yun. Isa lang ang pwedeng irreverence, si Lord yon. Now, sa tahanan, sabi ng Bible, yung asawa, dapat irreverence niya yung asawa niya. Respeto yon, hindi pagsamba. Kaya hindi rin pwedeng tawagin reverend ng asawa yung asawa niya. Kamangmangan yon. There is not one person who is worthy of that name except the Lord Jesus Christ. His name is holy and reverent. And so, ilagay natin sa pwesto yung pananaw natin sa Diyos. Verse number 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Eh, kaya pala, mangmangang marami, wala silang takot sa Diyos. Alam mo, kung may takot ka lang sa Diyos, alam mo gumawa ng tama. Wala na magsasabi sa iyo kung ano yung dapat mong gawin. Gagawin mo na yan. At yung paggawa mo, aayusin mo ng mahusay. Bakit? May takot ka sa Diyos. Kung may takot ka sa Diyos, hindi ikaw ang magkakalat. Ikaw ang maglilinis. Kung may takot ka sa Diyos. You see? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You find some young person who has a fear of God in their heart. You don't have to worry about them. Pretty much. But if a young person has no fear of God, oh, you need to supervise. Always. A good understanding have they, all they that do His commandments, that do His commandments. Kung gusto mo magkaroon ng pananaw na biblikal, gampanan mo yung mga commandments ng Panginoon. Meron talagang mga bagay sa buhay na hindi pwedeng i-explain ng pastor at ng missionary. Hindi kayang i-explain ito. Matututunan mo lang ang katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos kung iyan ang gagawin mo. Kahit na mag-enroll ka sa seminary, matuto ka ng Greek at saka Hebrew exegesis, hindi mo matutuklasan yung mga katotohanan na ito hanggat hindi surrender yung puso mo. Kaya meron ako mga kilala sa buhay ko nung medyo bata ako. Siya naman, 83. Hindi nag-seminary yun, hindi nag-Bible college, pero punong-puno ng wisdom. Saan mo nakuha yung wisdom mo? Sabi niya, Bill, huwag kang tanga. Mag-pray ka. Kasi yung Diyos na pinagpe-pray ko, nagbibigay sa akin ng wisdom, pwede siya magbigay sa iyo ng wisdom. Sabi ko, ay, akala ko nagbabasa ka ng books. Hindi! Natuto ako mag-pray. So, kung gusto mo talaga ng wisdom at saka ng good understanding, sumunod ka sa salita ng Diyos. Ito ang sekreto. Ayan o. Psalm 112, last Psalm 112, kambal din ito sa 111, kaya lang, kung yung focus ng 111 ay sa Diyos, yung focus ng 112 ay sa tao na may takot sa Diyos. Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. Hey, do you fear the Lord? Hey, do you delight greatly in His commandments? Is this a joy to learn the Word of God? Are you delighting in His commandments? His seed, ito yung pangako ng Diyos sa'yo, His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Biro mo, generation mo, pwedeng i-bless ng Panginoon. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Uy, kayamanan, nasa iyong tahanan? Yes. Alam mo, kung may pamilya ka, kung may mga kaibigan ka sa buhay, mayaman ka. Yan ang tunay na kayamanan. Kung meron kang biblical church, mayaman ka. Sa dami-dami ng mga craziness sa mundong ito, binigyan tayo ng Panginoon ng church na gustong mag-aral ng salita ng Diyos, mayaman tayo. Napakayaman natin. His righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in darkness. Pansinin mo, yung liwanag ay sumusupot sa kadiliman kapag gumagawa ka ng tama. You see? Oh, yung kabataan nasa kadiliman, hindi gumagawa ng tama, walang ilaw, walang susulpot na liwanag. Why? Hindi surrender sa Panginoon. You see? He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. Marunong magbigay ang good man. Alam niya kung time na magbigay ng pera o time na magbigay ng tulong. Alam din niya kung paano magsabi, no, hindi ako makakatulong ngayon. This is a godly man. God gives him wisdom. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Gusto mo ng guidance galing sa Diyos? Then fear the Lord and delight greatly in his commandments. Fear him. Surely he shall not be moved forever. Tingnan mo, establish itong taong ito. Na kahit na bumabagyo, hindi siya nadadala ng hangin. Hindi siya nalulunod. He is fixed. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Takot ka ba sa bad news? Ninenervyos ka ba pag nakarinig ka ng bad news? Ay di matuto ka na mag-fear sa Lord at mag-delight sa kanyang commandment para handa na yung puso mo. Fix na yan. Hindi magbabago. Matunaw man ang mundo, magpapatuloy pa rin ako sa Panginoon. You see this? His heart is fixed. Trusting in the Lord. Hindi yung nakarinig ako ng bad news. Anong gagawin ko? What am I gonna do? No. If your heart is fixed and you get the bad news, you know what you do? You pray. Lord, tulungan mo ako. Ikaw ang Panginoon ng kapayapaan. Kailangan ko ng kapayapaan ngayon. Pinangako mo sa akin, meron ako. Kaya Lord, ibigay mo sa akin ngayon. Kailangan ko ito. In Jesus' name, all. Makikita mo, bibigyan ka ng peace. Para pag nagdesisyon ka, hindi yung emosyon ang nagdadala sa'yo. Yung peace ng Panginoon ang dadala sa'yo. Naniniwala ka ba dyan? Oh, subukan mo. Kasi pag hindi mo ginampanan, hindi mo matututunan. Yan ang curriculum ng Diyos. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. Marunong siya magbigay sa may hirap. He is righteousness endured forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. God will strengthen him. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. Ay, magseselos yung mga kaaway mo. Ba't nagagawa nila yung ginagawa nila? Hindi maintindihan ng tao na nasa labas. Kasi wala siyang takot sa Diyos, wala siyang takot sa commandments ng Panginoon. Kaya hindi niya alam yung mga ito. This wisdom here, he has no clue. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Tandaan ninyo. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Mauuwi sa destruction, mauuwi sa walang kabuluhan, matutunaw at maguguho lahat ng gawa ng selbahe, ng masama, ng hindi nakikinig, mauuwi sa kawalang kabuluhan ang buhay ng tao na walang takot sa Diyos. Kahit na ngayon, medyo sikat, may pera, Nako, huwag kayong maingit sa mga walang takot sa Diyos. Lahat, alam nyo, may mga milyonaryo, hindi nila natitiis yung buhay, nagpapakamatay, pero milyonaryo sila. Parang nangyayari yun, Brother Bill. Kasi, hindi nila alam ang takot ng Diyos at ang paggawa ng kanyang mga salita. Pero maraming mga walang-wala, dukha, mahihirap, pero masaya sila, may kapayapaan sila, may tiwala sila sa Diyos, may sagot sa pananalangin, puno ng mga kaibigan, kamag-anak na nagmamahal sa kanila. He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Yan ang sabi ng Bible. Let's pray and ask God to bless. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for these words. We pray that we learn the principles of these words. And however poorly I was able to communicate this, I certainly pray that we would go beyond the preaching and open the scriptures for ourselves and dig out the truths and apply them to our lives, that we may see the blessing of knowing you personally, getting in touch with your word and your word transforming us and changing us, establishing our hearts, fixing us, Lord, so that we do not fear the tidings, the evil tidings, and so on and so forth. All the truths that we find here, help us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Help us to live for Him. Help us to reverence His name. And help us, Lord, to obey and keep your words. And help us, Lord, to be a testimony for you in this evil, evil world, this dark and sinful world. We love you, Lord. Ask your blessing on us now in Jesus' name. Amen.